BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us today on Crosstalk, though a very disturbing topic today. Ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, it is appalling to see the churning over of our culture to the agenda of LGBTQ+, and indeed, it is an agenda. It went from so-called Pride Day to a Pride Month, and friends, it's not going to stop there. Our neighbor to the north, Canada, found just 1 month given to deviancy was not enough, so the government of Canada, yes, the official government of Canada, has declared a Pride season. Looking at a release on their website, Pride season takes place during the summer months from June through to September. And for them, it is 2SLGBTQI+, that stands for Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, Intersex, and additionally sexually and gender-diverse identities. Whatever happened to God creating them male and female? And in recent years, we've seen an explosion of those declaring themselves to be LGBTQ, and no wonder, because of the recruitment, or shall I say, the grooming that is going on. Now, they don't like the term grooming. It's a term that even the LGBTQ advocates are now saying, some are skeptical of this, but others have used this term, and I'll share that with you in just a moment. But when you go to the information source, the Wikipedia, they even have an entry called LGBT Grooming Conspiracy Theory. And here's what it says. Since the early 2020s, members of the far right and a growing number of mainstream conservatives, mostly in the United States, have falsely accused LGBT people, as well as their allies and progressives in general, of systematically using LGBT sex education and campaigns for LGBT rights as a method of child grooming and enabling pedophilia. These accusations and conspiracy theories are characterized by experts as baseless, homophobic, and transphobic, and as examples of moral panic. Folks, I want you to hear in your own words. Oh, not in your own words, but in the words of a drag queen that went to testify at a public hearing. This was Dylan Pontiff. Now, I'm not going to play the whole clip. It's over 3 minutes long, but I do want to carve out this section in which she talked about grooming. And you can hear a drag queen artist, they call them, sexually perverse in the minds of many. This was a statement made at a public hearing.
But I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful. And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did.
Okay. Grooming the next generation. Our topic today is the grooming of LGBTQ+. Joining us, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera, reporter for WND.com. He's a former reporter for the Washington Times and LifeSiteNews.com, a former contributing editor for Human Events. He's the founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. That's a very depressing introduction of what our culture, where it's at, but very apropos.
Well, Peter, the LGBTQ activists, they no longer like this word grooming, but isn't that exactly what's taking place?
Well, this has been going on for a long time, but absolutely. When you see groups like GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, the number one homosexual transgender activist group working in schools, actually, and not just them, other gay activist groups as well, Jim, fighting to not tell parents when a student in school is embracing this trans lie that you can become the opposite sex, this gender identity lie that's pushed by these activists. What is that if not grooming? They're having their activism and their change agents, as they call them, their desires that they replace and remove the influence of the parents. They become the number one factor in the child's life, and I think that constitutes a form of grooming.
Peter, also, we're going to look at different examples here today as how grooming is taking place, and I would like to begin with the area of clothing. And isn't that exactly what companies like Target and Kohl's are now doing? Their Pride collections, clothes for children, even babies, your so-called Pride collection?
Yes, and I visited a Target store in Dublin, Ohio, which is outside Columbus. Pretty, you know, nice suburb. And I went in the Target display, the Pride Month display, was very close to the entrance. They had children's rainbow-colored dresses. They had rainbow-colored sandals. And I think they'd probably already, perhaps, Jim, removed, I can't say for sure in this store, but Target did try to remove some materials, mm-hmm. some Pride materials that promoted transgenderism. It was still right out there for all to see, and if you're dressing up a kid to celebrate homosexuality and transgenderism, that is a form of grooming.
Now, Peter, also, and putting on infant wear, I mean, we've got onesies for babies with pro-LGBT statements on them, and Target, we know, had quite a response from moral-minded individuals complaining about these materials, and they have moved many Pride collections from the front of the stores to the back of the stores. I'm guessing that's not everywhere, but some have done that. And now LGBTQ activists, Peter, are outraged. We've got now the HRC, along with GLAAD, GLSEN, and other groups, just released a statement calling on Target and other businesses to reject and speak out against anti-LGBTQ extremism going into Pride Month. And Peter, they're calling on businesses to continue to lead, respond with unwavering support for LGBTQ plus employees, shareholders, customers, and allies. The statement signed by more than 200 other progressive and LGBTQ organizations.
Well, these are the spoiled brats of our generation, Jim. Let's face it. They've been indulged and kowtowed. They've kowtowed corporations, which are have pandered to them for so long, and we've talked about it, me and you, Jim, I think for over a decade. But now it's gotten so bad. You know, they bit off more than they can chew, as Satan always does, and they have gone too far for people who don't even consider themselves religious. A lot of people are, you know, they have unfortunately accepted proud homosexuality, and yet the idea of pushing transgenderism on kids, selling swimwear that helps, that's designed by transgender activists to help boys and girls hide their natural body parts so they can appear like the opposite sex. And then, you know, promoting all these things to children, promoting binders for girls to bind their breasts. These are girls who want to be boys, and so they don't like their breasts. And there's companies selling binders to do that. This is horrifying to many Americans and many people who aren't even believers, and I think the gay and homosexual, bisexual, transgender activist movement is now stunned to see that there's now a pushback like we've never seen before, when you actually have conservatives and common sense people taking corporations down because they've had enough of this nonsense.
Well, Peter, since this extremism of Target has come out, I mean, more has been revealed. It's just been reported, too, that Target has funded this NDN collective, a group that calls for Mount Rushmore, calling it a symbol of white supremacy. They're wanting to demilitarize our U.S. military. They're funding this with contributions. I don't know how much, but that's outrageous.
Yeah, Jim, and I think we'll find this everywhere, and as we're going to talk about later today, you're putting progressives, so-called, and I don't like to use that word because it's not progress, but you're putting these people in charge, left-wing fanatics in charge of the HR and the giving policies at corporations, and there's so much pressure on these corporations to bend to the will of the LGBTQ fanatics. And let's always remember, Jim, for the audience, Q stands for both queer and questioning. So if somebody's questioning, we have to affirm. Well, what about questioning? People are questioning whether they want to get out of homosexuality, as we know that many people have, and they've left homosexuality. But that's not promoted at all by any corporation, because they're all afraid of big gay and big trans.
Yeah, and again, folks, queer is their word. I mean, Peter, I've heard the mantra, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. You know, those slogans showed it out. Just one final word here on Target, because we've got so many examples of what's happening with this grooming. And we understand that the CEO of Target is just digging his heels in on this issue. But, Peter, I came across this from the Daily Citizen just recently, because this is not how Target was founded. Its founder was George Draper Dayton. He was born in Clifton Springs. It's a rural community in upstate New York. He felt a call to the ministry as a young boy, but financial hardship struck the family. His father was steered into manual labor, work, and various businesses. The story says that while on the job, he met his future wife, Emma. They had some real estate opportunities. They relocated to Worthington, Minnesota, and not an ordained minister, but he believed he could best live out his faith and spread the good news of the gospel by serving residents in the area. George Dayton founded the Minnesota Loan and Investment Company and served as president of the Bank of Worthington. He and his wife taught Sunday school at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. He served as a ruling elder, clerk, and trustee, naturally gave generously to the congregation. Church burned down in 1893. Dayton was asked to purchase the property adjacent to the charge structure. The thought was the church might benefit and enjoy some of the revenue that George could realize from this venture. He agreed, wound up constructing the six-story building on the land, leased space to the Reuben Simon Goodfellow Company department store that eventually sold the business to George. There we have the Dayton Dry Goods Company, after several iterations, eventually became Target in 1961. And the history indicates, Peter, that he operated his business based on strict Presbyterian guidelines, even closing on Sundays. He didn't sell alcohol. He would not advertise in any publication that even accepted beer, wine, or spirit sponsorships, and ran it with strong Christian moral values. How far Target has devolved.
Yes, and it's a sad story that could be replicated in countless other corporations and institutions across the country and across the world. And it's very sad that we're seeing a generational shift and just a decline in faith and fidelity to the Word of God. And Jim, this is the same for Walmart. I was on Walmart's website to see how they're comparing to Target. And guess what I found, Jim? Walmart, founded by Sam Walton, who I believe also was a Christian. Walmart is selling all this so-called tucking gear, this transgender outfits that is all about faking, you know, your pretend gender identity so you can hide it from the world. It's preposterous and it's wicked, but Walmart's in that business too, and they both, Target and Walmart, I'm sure, have the 100% ranking from the HRC that we've talked about, which is the Corporate Equality Index, which pushes these companies to adopt ever more radical pro-LGBT policies every 2 years.
And some are pushing very hard for that, Peter, and even threatening. We've seen with other companies threatening their 100% status that they have enjoyed, being LGBTQ friendly. That's in jeopardy for some of these corporations now.
Yeah, remember, because as we talked about, Jim, I think several interviews ago,
yes.
There's a penalty that HRC has. This is Human Rights Campaign, or as I call them, a Human Wrongs Campaign. They've put a penalty in if a company does anything that causes quote unquote harm towards the LGBT community. So that is their weapon to say, hey, we'll take 25 points off your score, and you won't be able to say you're 100% faithful to the LGBT cause anymore. And this is a system that's just got to be busted out, because if the average American understood how this shakedown was happening, they would be appalled.
Friends, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to move from some of this retail onto what's happening on the screen as well. Yes, and on the computer, even Sesame Street getting into the act. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where did the idea come from that there were little green men who lived on Mars?
Chris, the idea that there was intelligent life on Mars was given a big boost in the late 19th century when the American astronomer Percival Lowell claimed that he saw linear features on Mars, which he claimed were canals. Later, it became obvious that the Martian atmosphere could not support advanced forms of life, so they've given up the idea. What they haven't given up is the idea that there might be microbes on Mars, single-cell life. This idea is fueling the modern expeditions to Mars to find water. The idea is, if they can find water, then maybe there's life. But while water is a necessary condition for life, it's not sufficient. Life is much too complex to have formed haphazardly. It needs a lot more than water. NASA could save a lot of money by going back to Genesis for their starting point.
Thank you, Dr. John.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
The grooming of LGBTQ+. Our topic today, Peter LaBarbera is our guest, president of Americans for Truth, also the founder of that organization, writer for WND.com. And just giving some examples of what we see take place. And I'd like to continue observing this grooming, Peter, by see what's happening on children's programming geared as young as preschool. As Todd Starnes just pointed out, the producers of Sesame Street sent out a Twitter message. And I'd like you, ladies and gentlemen, to hear that message that was sent out for Sesame Street.
Hi, Elmo and I wanted to share that everyone is always welcome on Sesame Street. This month and every month, we want to uplift and celebrate our LGBTQIA+ family, friends, and communities.
Yeah, that's right, Miss Ariana. From our Sesame Street family to yours, happy Pride! Elmo loves you.
And I love you, Elmo.
Okay, so there we have Elmo and Peter. You know, virtually every child is being influenced by puppets like Elmo. And that's a message coming from Sesame Street. Grooming?
Yeah, it's definitely grooming because you're taking, you've got the rainbow colors, which children love colors. And this is the same thing at the so-called Pride Parades, Jim. You've got all these colors and children love parades. And then you're mixing in. It's the most evil thing I think you can think of. You're mixing in sexual immorality, and not just sexual immorality, but homosexuality, which is condemned by God in the Bible. And God has struck down nations for celebrating sexual deviance. And you're teaching kids that this is just something to be celebrated, and you're basically filling their young minds with lies before they even can understand what the topic is. What young child, what toddler knows anything about sex at all? And homosexuality, how could you, and transgenderism, how can you describe these behaviors without talking about sex? And so I think this has reached a level of evil that the average person cannot even almost fathom, and yet we are told that if we object, we're the problem. We're the haters, the homophobes, and the bigots. I mean, this is a wicked movement, and I think it's so wicked. I'm talking about the overall LGBTQ movement. I think this is really a left-wing movement that takes down nations. We're seeing it here in the United States. This is a force that's so wicked that it's literally dragging down America.
Friends, and it's not just Sesame Street. I mean, Blue's Clues has this LGBT parade that people have downloaded and streamed. There is also Western Journal talking about the popular Peppa Pig cartoon series where Peppa Pig learns that one of her friends is part of a two mothers family, a storyline to indoctrinate little ones as early as possible. The LGBT episode is entitled Families, originally aired in September of last year, where Penny Polar Bear shown in the kitchen of her home as her two mothers are feeding her spaghetti. I won't go on in that episode, but Peter, there are multiple examples of these programs for young minds, impressionable minds, preschool minds being impacted, whether it be Sesame Street, Arthur, Peppa Pig, and others as well, Blue's Clues.
Yeah, it's a cult, and the cult demands that you indoctrinate the children in the cult, let's face it. And sadly, a lot of these people have more. And you've done a whole show on this, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Jim, but a lot of these activists have more zeal than Christians do, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And you have Christians who don't even think it's appropriate to sort of, you know, try to fight back against this evil in the culture. We've got to protect our children. We've got to protect the innocence of our children.
Folks, and it goes on to programs for teens as well. There's also the PBS Kids show, The Odd Squad, featuring same-sex wedding, and on and on. We know, Peter, what Disney Plus has been putting out, too, and it's not good news. But in my opinion, continues that grooming mentality.
Yes, yes. And, I did a story a long time ago for Lambda Report, which is my publication before Americans for Truth, and it was about This is when they were kind of the left-wing activists in the homosexual movement were conceiving the purpose of this. And you could see it if you go back even 20 years ago. Well, the book Heather Has Two Mommies, Jim, remember, is over 30 years old. I think Daddy's Roommate. Remember, those are the children's books, so-called children's books, which promoted homosexuality to toddlers, picture books. And so this has been in the works a long time. There are some conservatives who are behaving as if, oh, this just came on the scene all of a sudden. No, we know that this is what happens when you let them, when you take down the barriers and try to say that sexual deviance, homosexual behavior, perversion that God condemns, when you try to say that's normal, well, then what you have is the other side says, well, this is not just normal. This is not just something that should be tolerated. This is something that should be celebrated. And then they go on to say, this is the truth. And if you object to our truth, you are a bad person, an evil person, a homophobe. And we cannot underestimate the wickedness of this movement, because they're not ashamed that they're going after the kids. They're not ashamed that they're telling little children that they can be the opposite sex. They're not ashamed, and we cannot overestimate that. And we've got to fight for our children any way we can, and we've got to make these corporations pay for grooming children into evil behaviors, wicked, sinful behaviors.
Let's go behind classroom doors now, Peter, for some other examples of the grooming. Here, this is a Daily Caller. A Colorado school district encourages PE teachers to don LGBT pride gear, use preferred pronouns in an effort to display their support for the LGBT community. March 8th, a group of Jeffco Public Schools high school teachers trained in how to make the district's PE programs even more inclusive, where all students feel welcome regardless of their race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. We found through a records request that teachers were trained to engage in public visibility. They were to put on some sort of rainbow pride gear, like a pin, a T-shirt, or plan or participate in pride events and practice even using preferred pronouns. But the pressure on gym teachers, Peter, to wear pride gear, isn't that a form of grooming and acceptability of that which is abnormal?
Yeah, it doesn't belong in the school. It doesn't belong certainly in instruction and gym. I mean, this is all alien. And it's a massive propaganda movement, and I have to say it's one of the most successful propaganda campaigns probably in the history of mankind. I can think a few others. I mean, the normalization of abortion and calling abortion a choice, that's another one. But this is, think about the effect that this is having in the West especially, and now America is also pushing this on third world countries.
Okay, now we're going to take a look at a story here from LifeSite News. Children in fifth and sixth grade subjected to sexually explicit lessons relating to gender ideology, according to a report on parental testimony. This is parents of elementary students in the Olympia School District in Washington. 10 and 11-year-olds exposed to material including the promotion of puberty blockers, graphic images of male and female body parts, all explicit material. Peter, also we have from WND.com a story there on school giving elementary kids sex ed lessons pushing puberty blockers. In L.A., a school district, they're urging students to celebrate Pride Month with LGBTQ+ bingo coloring books taking place. And then, Peter, also we have coming out, and I'm just giving the, you know, just a plethora of stories here, but townhall.com, a New Hampshire high school facing heat for using thousands of dollars left over from the COVID-19 funds to put on a drag show featuring men parading around in inappropriate clothing for children. And it's outrageous to see this grooming that's going on under the auspices of education.
Yeah, this is Satan's evangelism plan is what this is. I mean, you know, we're seeing unbelievable numbers of young people. We're talking teenagers now, Jim, and, you know, embracing LGBTQ, as we've talked about before, upwards of over 20% now and even higher. And George Barna was finding numbers, I think, the Christian pollster, in the 30%. Australia, I think, around 30% identifying in some way LGBT. That includes the gender issue. And, of course, this is going to happen because if you're indoctrinating children from a very young age to say that something that's wrong is something is right, you can change behaviors. And so this is a grand social experiment by the left, and our president is involved. Let's not forget that Joe Biden and people in his administration are promoting this radical gender identity you know, this gender ideology, even supporting these so-called gender changes, these sex reassignments, yeah. and, you know, the puberty blockers. It's everywhere.
But they don't want parents to know or be told or informed. As a story here from the Daily Signal came out about what's going on in New Jersey, the attorney general there filing a civil rights complaint against the Hanover Township Board of Education. Why? Because the school board had a policy that advises the educators to notify parents if their children are transitioning genders at school. They don't want parents to know, Peter, and trying to keep this information from parents.
Right. As usual, the Democrat gets it completely backwards. It's parents' rights. The parents are the number one guide for their own child, for the student, not the school. The child is not raised by a left-wing village. The child is raised by his or her parents. And this Democrat attorney general has it completely backwards.
Also, one other thing here, and as we look at the later grades in school, let's go to the state of Idaho, Kellogg, Idaho, Kellogg High School. We have a senior, graduating senior, where seniors give these parting words of wisdom to underclassmen. And so 18-year-old Travis Lohr made a statement that apparently offended the school's administration. In his statement, he said this: guys are guys and girls are girls. There is no in-between. Guess what, Peter? As a result of this, he is being denied the ability to walk with his fellow classmates in their high school graduation ceremony.
Yeah, I hope he sues. I hope he sues and wins that right. You know, that's all I can say to that.
Yeah, graduation is pretty much upon us here, and it's outrageous. Another student suspended from school for wearing a T-shirt. There are only two genders. But Peter, also in talking about the children, Glamour magazine.
Jim, before you do that, can I just say one more thing to that last point?
Sure.
Which is that we have to remember all these terms that the left has constructed, and especially the phobia term and bigotry and hatred, they seek to put the onus, which used to be, there used to be a stigma associated with these sexually deviant behaviors, and certainly these transgender behaviors, they've tried to flip it so that the people who oppose them are immoral. And it's something that's so devious, but it's worked. But I think now Americans, so many are catching on, and they're saying, no, you've gone too far on this. And there seems to be a very big reversal coming.
The LGBTQ plus grooming of children, folks. Here we have this from Faithwire about the British version of the popular fashion magazine Glamour. Features on its cover a picture of a pregnant woman who identifies as a man. And the model was once lesbian, now identifies as a queer or trans pregnant man. But we understand, Peter, that this individual is also writing a children's book titled The Miracle of Male Birth.
It's Romans. They invent ways of doing evil. And I probably misquoted that verse, Jim. But that's where we are in America. And I don't know about you, Jim, but I don't think Sodom has a lot on America. I mean, think of the evil that's being promoted in this country, and we have the audacity to lecture other countries on how to live. I mean, this is outrageous.
Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarber is our guest today. We're talking about the grooming of LGBTQ+, with examples just of what's been happening in the news as of recent. A quick break is upon us, and we're going to come back with a few more stories, and then we'll be giving you opportunity to call in on the program as well. Are you aware of what's taking place in society? Are you seeing your children, your grandchildren that are in the crosshairs from this very extremist movement? We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
The rise of fentanyl overdose deaths is skyrocketing and has been the leading cause of death in adults ages 18 to 45. Street drugs have been laced with it, creating new lines of counterfeit pills. Fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. Sadly, many looking for their next high are experimenting with fentanyl and losing their life as a result. Addressing the issue from a biblical perspective is Mark Shaw, founder of the Addiction Connection. In his 33-page booklet, Fentanyl, Mark examines many topics including pain management, what God says about drugs, why people are overdosing, and hope and answers from God's perspective. He addresses issues of the heart, which lead many to addiction. The booklet Fentanyl is available for a donation of $6 or three copies for $15. Call VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, keep in mind, there is a grooming that's going on. They want to desensitize young minds from the very earliest ages. Yes, from infants with their infant wear promoting so-called pride, all the way up through the preschool ages and all the kids programs and the indoctrination that's going there so that they can enter the educational system and be more fully influenced through educators. And let's take a trip to the local library. And Peter LaBarbera with us today. CBN News just reporting last Saturday, District of Columbia Public Library celebrated LGBT Pride Month at several of its branches by organizing a children's pride parade and festival on Saturday. All kids ages 0 to 18 invited to participate and march in the parade with family or friends, says the advertisement. At the very top of the flyer were the goals of the pride parade. Number one goal listed, a pride event especially for kids, many of whom are coming out at younger ages, Peter.
Well, that's horrifying, of course. And, Jim, all these pride parades, let's remember, even more dangerous than that, as dangerous as that is, I've attended over the years, and it's harder and harder to even observe these things, but I remember watching a pride parade in New York City as a critical observer, and there was a sadomasochistic float that came by, and there were hundreds and hundreds of children
yes.
watching that parade.
Yes.
And so on your grooming thing, Jim, here you bring a child to a parade. What is the child thinking? Wow, lots of colors. Look at this. And then you see these people walking around with vulgar messages on their shirt. I saw women, and keep in mind, this is a parade in which Walmart sponsored it in New York City. Walmart was one of the sponsors. They had a big Walmart flag, I think, that came through, or a float. And you have a guy, you know, with you had women walking around naked, and the lewdness. And this happens all across the country, and it just happened in West Hollywood. I don't know if you saw that one, Jim, I think, or maybe that was it might have been an older pride parade. But all the time these kids are exposed to this. And so basically what our message is, the LGBTQ agenda is not safe at all for young children or any children, and yet they're constantly exposing kids to this stuff.
Okay, let's go to the state of Texas. Six Flags Over Texas during June. This is Western Journal. Six Flags Over Texas announced last Friday. On every Friday and Saturday in June, it will have drag shows on its way of marking the LGBT event known as Pride Month. They say the attraction says anyone under 17 should consult with a parent or guardian if there is a concern. Six Flags, Peter, where so many young people go, teens, and now holding drag shows every Friday and Saturday this month.
Yeah, and it's only been the last few years where drag shows became the number one vehicle of promoting sexual deviance in the LGBTQ movement. I mean, let's go back to gay marriage, Jim, so-called marriage. I think when that was imposed by the Supreme Court several years ago, that was another thing that let down the floodgates. And even homosexual writers like Glenn Greenwald, he's a homosexual, and he's said, well, you know, the movement didn't shut down after that. It just looked for something new to do. And they've got millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so they moved on. And one of the ways they moved on is they moved on to the transgender issue and more promotion of sexual perversion and gender perversion to young people. That's what this movement has done. It started out with tolerance, then it moved on to celebration, and now they're even going to the kids, and they're punishing people who disagree.
Okay, let's move on to the Girl Scouts. Another form of grooming here, in my opinion, Peter. And this is a WND in conjunction with the Daily Caller pointing out that Girl Scouts can now earn the rainbow-striped LGBTQ plus Pride Month segment of the Multicultural Community Celebration Patch by participating in LGBT educational activities. The organization gives a list of 20 activities through which these Girl Scouts these are minors, folks, can earn the Pride segment of their badge, including attending Pride celebrations, reading a book by an LGBTQ plus author, learning about LGBT history through documentaries and reading assignments. Some activities, such as watching a documentary about the creator of the Pride flag, are restricted to older grade levels, while participation in Pride celebrations are open to all levels. So, Peter, the Girl Scouts, well added as well.
Yeah, and two things on this, Jim. Number one, we used to joke about this. Conservatives, myself, Bob Knight over at Family Research Council when I worked there, we said, yeah, one day the Boy Scouts, but now it's the Girl Scouts. We said, yeah, they're going to be issuing a gay merit badge. And that's basically what this is, you're telling me. And so the agenda has moved beyond even the ability to ridicule it. The second thing, Jim, you mentioned history. Now, I'm kind of a conservative specialist in gay history, which is a weird thing to be, but that's what I am. And, you know, the creator of the rainbow flag that everybody sees obnoxiously all over the place, he was once a member of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is a left-wing group that makes fun of Catholic nuns. They're drag queen males. They paint their faces like they're nuns, and they adopt lewd, lascivious names that mock Christianity. He was a member of that. He also mocked Jesus Christ himself in a San Francisco pride, dressing in a way that's just wicked evil. His name is Gilbert. And, you know, the kid, that's not the history that's going to be learned. They're going to teach a fraudulent history. And one more thing on that, Jim. I just did a story on WND. It's up there right now about the Pentagon, and they're honoring our armed forces. The U.S. military is honoring Harvey Milk for Gay Pride Month. Harvey Milk was a homosexual activist who once in his 30s was in a sexual so-called relationship with a 16 or 17-year-old boy. So we're at the point now where our U.S. military is honoring Harvey Milk, who's literally a boy lover. He's a deceased. He was assassinated. But in his 30s, in a sexual relationship with a 16 or 17-year-old boy, and yet the Army's history doesn't mention that when it talks about Harvey Milk.
Friends, we're going to give you just a couple more examples of the grooming that is going on. It's also been reported, Uncover DC, of a Florida-based trans activist group. They're called the Queer Trans Project, secretly shipped hundreds of sex change kits to children in 45 states across the country, according to a report from the Epoch Times. They have these Build-A-Queer kits. Folks, I'm not even going to go into what's in these kits. I don't feel comfortable doing that. But these kits secretly being sent out to minors without parental consent taking place. What was it? Also, we have Build-A-Bear recently did this bear and drag, a drag emphasis. Peter, another aspect I'd like to bring out is what's happening even in sports, where we have the grooming going on. Yes, educators and sports authorities saying that it's okay to pretend to be a girl and win girls' high school sports, whether it be that in track and field. Recently, there was one on a skiing championship. We're seeing girls who have worked hard being crushed by males who are not now identifying as females. And in my book, when you have those in authority saying, yes, this is fine, that is also a grooming, making this acceptable.
Exactly. They don't care about girls. They don't care about women. It's all about LGBTQ. And that's the idol of the left and so many liberals who've left God behind. And absolutely, Jim, I have daughters. And how unfair. These girls work so hard. My daughter was in soccer. And the idea that a bigger, stronger, faster, naturally male is able to compete and win these competitions, that's what's happening. They're going to destroy women's and girls' sports if they're not stopped. Thankfully, there's a big pushback on that. I'm sure you've seen Riley Gaines, who's the wonderful woman who was in highly competitive female swimming. She's fighting back. She was assaulted when she went to speak at the University of San Francisco, but she is fighting back, and she's a model. We need people to stand against the wickedness and just stand up for the truth, because remember, a little bit of the truth goes a lot farther than all these lies, and that's why they're pushing so hard, because deep down they know that they're lies, and it takes a lot of lies to drown out the truth.
Friends, when you get up...
And you can't ever really drown out the truth.
When you get opportunity, read Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through the end of the chapter. which describes the very aspects of what we're seeing here. Even, yes, this grooming. We see God giving them over unto uncleanness, God giving them over to vile affections, God giving them over to a reprobate mind. We're seeing that take place even through the issues that we're talking about today. But you don't have to stay stuck there, folks. As 1 Corinthians 6 points out, such were some of you, but you are washed, you're sanctified or justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. There is hope. There is healing. There's forgiveness found in Jesus Christ. I'd like to open our phone lines. Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We're talking about the grooming of LGBTQ+. And friends, we'll take your questions. We'll take your brief comments, 800-733-9829. And Peter, not only is this happening in all the ways that we're talking about, but how many teens and young adolescents are drawn into music? Taylor Swift halted her concert recently, and Western Journal has this story, really stopped the concert in order to do a promotion of LGBTQ as well. And she said, one of the things that makes me feel so prideful, being with you during Pride Month and going on to sing words, you need to calm down. Where there are lyrics like, you can't just step on his gown or shade, never made anybody less gay, and you guys are screaming those lyrics. I mean, on and on, just promoting this, but right in the middle of the music concert there as well.
Yeah, Jim, they call it virtue signaling, but it's actually sin signaling. I mean, they're all basically, they're voicing approval for something that God says is a sin.
Yeah. Friends, we're going to the phone lines. Let's begin with Joe in Laval, Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Pastor Jim, Mr. LaBarbera, I must warn everyone that this organization that I began working for recently is called Learned Behavioral, and not only do they prominently feature same-sex caregivers in their training materials, but also they teach you step-by-step in their training materials how to groom children to trust you and how to train their caregivers to trust you and make the children vulnerable. And it's just so disgusting. I couldn't really continue on with the training for obvious reasons, but if Mr. LaBarbera wants proof of this, I will gladly share screen recordings and other documentation that I have left over from that training.
Thank you, Joe. And by the way, I'm not a pastor, but I am a layman who is certainly concerned about upholding biblical truth and biblical authority. But Peter, he's saying, I can't subject myself to that training. I mean, he, in essence, his employees are being groomed as well.
Yes. Yeah. If you could send me that material, I'd appreciate it. You can contact me through WND or at Americans for Truth, info@AmericansForTruth.com. But absolutely, and it's just, I think it's so pervasive that it's just hard for Americans to get a grasp, the ones who are trying to fight back. But I do think there is a pushback, Jim, and we're starting to see it.
Let's see, go to Debbie in Chandler, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the things you shared today. I would imagine, like others, it's very upsetting for many people to hear this. Mm-hmm. And I would just really encourage them to think about the story in Genesis chapter 9, where God puts the rainbow in the sky for a reason,
yeah.
Right? Because of the covenant.
Indeed.
Because how much he loved us.
Yeah.
And I really encourage people listening to not be afraid. To just quote scripture, read a Bible verse. Don't even get into some of this stuff. It's so evil. Just say, you know how much God loves you. Hmm. Let me share that with you.
Amen. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for sharing that. Now, the rainbow was a promise given by God, never to destroy this world by flood again, by water, but there is a judgment coming of fire. Back in a moment. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. For television and radio, I've been doing a series on, is Joe Biden a Jesuit ally of Jesuit Pope Francis to bring down America? The evidence is overwhelming, and it not only comes from me, although I am a conservative, Protestant, Bible-believing Christian, I have the evidence, but I also have it from people like Catholic Archbishop Vigano, former Jesuit who denounced the Jesuit order, Malachi Martin, and wrote books that they would eventually work the Jesuits to install a Marxist pope. And now we know firsthand by Catholics themselves, like the Catholic Family News, that Pope Francis is working to destroy Catholics that are pro-life and against the LGBT community. And I've uncovered that Joe Biden, for years, including in his inauguration, surrounded himself by Jesuits. You need to learn what the Jesuit order is really all about.
The grooming of LGBTQ+ our topic today. Peter LaBarbera is our guest. He is a writer for WND.com and also director of Americans for Truth, AmericansForTruth.org or .com, either or will get you there. Let's go right back to the phone lines. We have Diana from Tucson, Arizona. Diana, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to say there's three things that as Christians we can do. We don't have to just give up. First of all, of course, pray about this and contact your legislators. We're always being told to do this, but how many people actually do this? Another thing is to be proactive. We don't have to just take what they try to hand out to us. There's a thing called the Good News Club that can be in schools for children to be taught about Jesus. They need a lot of people to step up to that, to decide to be a leader in the Good News Club. And that so many of us have time. Why don't we do that? I'm thinking of approaching our school to open one up in our school. Mm-hmm. And another thing is just that love covers a multitude of sins. We don't hate these people. We need to just love them and show them God's love. So that's all I wanted to say. God bless you all and continue with this.
Thank you, Diana. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Keisha calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Keisha. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So I'm going through the same situation right now with my child. And when you go to school, they call the child a boy, and their teachers are telling you that they can't. They have to agree with calling the child what gender the child needs to be described as.
Okay, so are you have a son or a daughter that is happening to?
A daughter who says she's a trans, says she's a boy.
She was
born in the wrong body. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it. I don't approve of it. As I said, it's my child, so I give her my utmost love, mm-hmm. and I teach her the truth.
Yeah, indeed. Peter, any counsel here for Keisha?
Yes, you're doing the right thing by loving your daughter and not giving in to this. Just keep affirming her. There are groups that can help. There are wonderful places that you can get help. But do not compromise. And I'm thinking of a good story in terms of good news. One of the callers mentioned good news. My friend Stephen Black, he was, talk about groomed, he was molested by an older man when he was a boy. He grew up gay, so-called. He thought he was homosexual. For a number of years, he came out of it. He accepted Jesus Christ. He's born again. He got married. He has kids. And so there are wonderful stories. Look up the story of Chloe Cole. She's a girl who thought she was a boy, tried to live that way, even had the operations, the awful operations. I think they're satanic. But she's gotten out of it. Now she has a wonderful attitude, and she's helping people leave that that lifestyle.
So, Keisha, your daughter went to school, and they started using boy names or pronouns for her then?
That's him. So when the school called, they're telling me about him. And when I call, I'm telling them about her.
Yes.
I birthed a girl, not a boy. I have two kids, a boy and a girl. She's a girl. But the school is telling you that because of rules and regulations, they can lose their job, so they address the child as a him.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Thank you, Keisha, for raising that issue here today. But, as Peter said, don't affirm the delusion. Continue to love your child, but don't affirm the delusion. Truth is truth, okay? And maybe they would begin to follow the science on this as well. Thank you for the call. Brenda in Cookeville, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. A couple of things. One, I found out day before yesterday that our Kroger grocery store is forcing every one of their employees to wear a gay pride badge on their uniforms, and they have to wear it for this whole month, whether they want to or not. And number two is I've got a 15-year-old granddaughter that asked her daddy 2 days ago, if Jesus lived next door to a gay person, how would he treat them? Mm-hmm. And if sin is sin, why are we making such a big fuss over the gays than we are, let's say, overeating. That's my problem. And I just, the only thing I knew to say was I knew that this was abominable to God, but a sin is a sin. And I don't know how to answer that question. If somebody could help me there.
Thank you.
I can help you on that one. First of all, where is that Kroger store?
It's in Cookeville,
Tennessee.
Cookeville, Tennessee. Okay. As far as the second question, and of course, Kroger needs a lawsuit on that one because that doesn't even seem right to me. How they can force people to violate their faith. But for the second one, remember, this is of course, there are all other sins, but not many have their own Pride Parade and Pride Month. We don't see adultery Pride Month. We don't see lying parades. This is a sin which has become a movement. It's a sin movement. And so there has to be an answer to the lies, because what's happened is the lies are taking over the culture. Of course we love people, and Jesus would love people through the sin. He offered forgiveness. He wants repentance. He doesn't want us just to hate people. He wants us to love people enough to tell them the truth. And the best truth is that you can be saved through Jesus Christ from your sin. He paid the punishment for us. And the testimony to that on this issue is the many people, transgenders like Walt Heyer, homosexuals like Stephen Black, who've come out of these lifestyles through faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll let her know that. Thank you so much. Because I do know that Jesus loves every one of us. No matter what, he's loved. He loves us. He hates the sin.
He does hate the sin.
And every one of us.
Right. And we turn from that sin. And certainly that's what is pleasing to God, to turn from that sin. Thank you for the call. Chris in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you and your guest, Peter, for your commitment and hard work in exposing the truth. Recently, God has opened a door for me to start a T-shirt ministry. And the next shirts that I plan to have printed are out of Proverbs 24:6, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get older, they shall not depart from it. Mm-hmm. That'll be on the front of the shirt, on the back of the shirt. Once you train a child, what's the next step? Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy mother and thy father, that your days may be plenty. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to take a billboard as well and place this on a billboard, because we have lost our way, and God's mercy and grace is long suffering, but there's coming a day of reckoning that people aren't prepared for. And I truly believe also in fasting and prayer. I believe it's the most effective way for this kind of evil to be overthrown.
Chris, thank you so much for your call. And I'm sorry to other callers. Our theme music is starting right now. The program's over. Peter, a final quick comment, if you would.
Well, I just want to give heart to all the wonderful callers. Yes, Jesus loves people and always, but he does not love sin. God hates sin. We need to repent of our sin, and that's all sin. But this is a special one, because they've attached an entire movement that's propagandizing society, indoctrinating and grooming children in these lies, in these sins.
Such were some of you. Peter, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Jim.
His website, AmericansForTruth.org. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.